Welcome back to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Waller. Previously, Transamerica Center for Health Studies partnered with Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health to improve worksite wellness. Now, TCHS has a new project with the University of California at Berkeley School of Public Health. And so today we're joined by Hector Della Torre, Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies. So Hector, what's behind your current collaboration with UC Berkeley?
We're collaborating with UC Berkeley School of Public Health to produce a newsletter called Health Notes. It's free, downloadable, it's bilingual in Spanish, and easy to understand. Our nonprofit did this so more people can access the latest evidence-based information to improve their health. These all focus on specific medical conditions. The first two editions, which are available on our website, provide advice about high blood pressure, and our latest newsletter focuses on diabetes.
I see. Well, what led you to focus on these particular medical conditions for Health Notes?
Well, the prevalence of these conditions is why. Let's take diabetes, for example. Centers for Disease Control statistics show that over 30 million Americans have diabetes, which is more than 9% of the population. What's even more alarming is that 7 million of these Americans are undiagnosed, and possibly over 100 million Americans are pre-diabetic, meaning they are on their way to getting diabetes if they don't change their patterns.
Before we get too far, Hector, let's make sure we're on the same page as to what precisely diabetes is.
We hear about it all the time.
Yeah.
I know that I, growing up, heard this word all the time and didn't really understand what it was. It's a chronic disease where high levels of blood sugar or glucose build up in the bloodstream. Insulin, a hormone that's produced in the pancreas, helps shuttle glucose from the bloodstream into cells so it can be used as a source of energy. Usually the pancreas generates enough insulin to keep the supply and the use of that glucose in balance. But in people with diabetes, glucose is unbalanced, either because little or no insulin is produced or because the body's cells do not respond to insulin, or both. The result is an unhealthy increase in blood glucose levels. There are two common kinds of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. With type 1, the body doesn't produce insulin at all. With type 2 diabetes, insulin is produced, but the quantity is insufficient to overcome insulin resistance in the body's cells. Eventually, the pancreas cannot keep up with the increasing demand for insulin, and glucose accumulates in the bloodstream. Type 2 diabetes, which accounts for 95% of cases, it's by far the more common, can be controlled without insulin treatment through exercise, a proper diet, weight loss, and medications.
Okay, now, if I heard you correctly, you also mentioned that 7 million Americans are literally walking around undiagnosed for diabetes. So what happens to these individuals if their disease is left untreated?
First are the immediate symptoms of high blood glucose levels, including excessive urination, dehydration, intense thirst, and fatigue. Second, the longer term, involve high blood glucose levels as well, which can affect eyes, nerves, kidneys, and most devastating, blood vessels, which can impact your heart and other organs. So the longer-term damage is pretty severe.
Hector, thank you again. Further information may also be obtained through transamericainstitute.org. This has been another episode of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until the next time, I'm Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station.